for coming out tonight to the Department of Africana Studies presentation, 400 Years of Resistance and Revolution. What I would like to do tonight is to focus on the fact that despite the 400 years of slavery, despite the 400 years of injustice, despite the 400 years of, well, Jim Crow segregation and continued injustice, people of African descent have always been resistant to their treatment. Now, I know for some of you, that's not really a surprise, but I still feel, even in this day and age, there's this thought process that maybe people of African descent have not been proactive in resisting against their treatment all over the world. Also, that they have not contributed much of anything in regards to this country, let alone the world. So I hope my presentation tonight counters that, okay? Also, I'd like to remind everybody that the department is also observing its 50th anniversary, and actually 2 weeks from tonight, we will have the legendary Dr. Nikki Giovanni coming to speak here at UAlbany in observance of the 50th anniversary, as well as part of the UAlbany's 400 years of inequality observance. So I do encourage you to please come out. She will be speaking two times, 4 o'clock in Assembly Hall of this very building, the Campus Center, where she'll have a brief colloquy. Also, she'll be speaking at the main event, 7 o'clock in the Campus Center Ballroom. And both events are free to the public. So I do encourage you to come out for that. For those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm a longtime professor in the Department of Africana Studies, and I am definitely a dedicated scholar and student of African American history. I pretty much have made it my commitment to really the study, the writing, and the research of African American history. Now, that doesn't mean I know everything under the sun, but nonetheless, though, what it means, though, is that I'm very passionate about this subject. So if I seem at times a bit over the top, please pardon. This is just something that I love to do, to talk about history. And I also love to always learn about history. My particular attitude is that just because I'm a professor doesn't mean I can't learn. I always am learning something new about African American history. So with that said, we will get into tonight's discussion. Now, of course, the 400 years is an observance to what occurred in Jamestown, Virginia in 1619, in which you had roughly 20 or so Africans who were on a Dutch frigate or slaver brought to the United States, particularly Jamestown, Virginia. But before getting into that, what I would like to emphasize is that people of African descent had a history and a culture well before 1619. We always start with 1619 as sort of a start date in regards to African American history here, but for anyone who has been a true scholar of the history of people of African descent, you know the true history starts, of course, with the continent, not country, continent of Africa. When we take a look at Africa, it is, of course, as we see in the corner here, the birthplace of civilization, okay? Also, one of the reasons why we had 1619 come about is because particularly quite a bit of the trade that went on. As a result, the people who were in this region were in constant connection with people from other parts of what was then considered the world. So because of that, that's where you particularly had Europeans become interested in West Africa. You had this burgeoning trade. You also had quite a bit of resources, in particular gold, available in West Africa. Whereas in Europe, at the same time, Europe is just starting to get out of what was called the Dark Ages or the Middle Ages. So they're looking for some type of trade to spark their economy. And so when they finally go through the Middle East, where you had the Holy Crusades, that's where they start to learn more about Africa. And during this time period, and we're talking about roughly from, and I'm just using the dates rather loosely, from the 800s up to 1600, you had three major empires at their peak. First Ghana, and then Mali, and then Songhai, okay? Each dynamic in their own particular way. But what I said before attracts Europeans particularly is the attraction to gold. And in fact, one such king of Mali, Mansa Musa, essentially put this section of Africa on the map when he made his famous pilgrimage to Mecca, okay? Also, keep in mind that during this time period, you also have a number of languages being spoken as well, too, in just the region of West Africa. In fact, really all of the continent of Africa, you have numerous languages being spoken. So Europeans, when they came to this particular region, were amazed at particularly the intelligence and brilliance, as well as the wealth that they found here. Also, they figured that this would be a very good place to try to exploit as well, too. So thus you have the beginning of what's known as the transatlantic slave trade. But my concentration is not so much about the trade as it is particularly tonight about how people of African descent in North America resisted against their treatment. So moving on, we then come to 1619. For 1619, really a date that is not observed because that was when slavery was first introduced to America. I say a little over a century in North America. You had particularly the Spanish introduce slavery to the United States. In fact, you even had the presence of Africans in California as early as the 1530s by way of the Spanish. The only reason we observe 1619 is that's when particularly you had the English really come in on the trade. Now to talk about the transatlantic slave trade itself, as some of you may already know, it was a heavily sought after trade. In any particular country that controlled that trade, essentially controlled the Atlantic region, which was really considered the extent of the world at that time. When the English came to America, or specifically Virginia, they first started out in 1607 trying to imitate what Spain and Portugal had done in regards to going to the Americas and establishing their dominance in that region and also extracting the gold. What they found when they went to Virginia instead, however, was marshland, no gold, and very upset Native Americans, in which they very foolishly did not cultivate their relations. So what that resulted in 1609, 1610 was a brutal winter in which you had Jamestown almost decimated simply because they did not have the proper provisions to particularly establish a healthy colony. And in fact, starvation was so bad that cannibalism was even practiced during that brutal winter.